Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to hang out with you today. You may notice we've got the lovely Natalie back. We want to give the people what they want, which is probably almost always more Natalie and less Mike. So I don't know if I'll give you less Mike, but we'll give you more Natalie today for sure. Glad to have you on, young lady.
Good to be here.
Hey, Brandy, good to see you. For those of you who don't know, Natalie is my the younger, better looking, richer version or champion. So probably smarter too, depending on what we're talking about. All right. So today we are talking about kind of the industry's dirty little secret. I get the opportunity to talk to you guys day in and day out, which is such an honor. And I hear a lot when we have real conversations with people, at least a third, maybe a half, I'm certainly not sharing names or anything, of the folks I talk to share that they have either thought about quitting or shutting down their cleaning business or feel that way right now when they call. And the reality is so many of you started this business because you wanted time and money freedom. And whether it's 6 months or a year, or 2 years, and sometimes 5 or 10 years down the road, you look up and realize I've got less time and less money than when I started, and I'm kind of a slave to this monster that I've created of my own making that's firmly in charge of my life and my family and my success and my dreams. And I would do it all. It'd be fine if I could just get rich doing it or just have some results or have the success that I want. And that's what I want to talk about today. A, that feeling and what part of it's true and what part's not true and how to get out of it and kind of create a reality that you want. The problem is if and when you do give up, because I'll ask people, you know, and a lot of times I hear misery. I'm like, why are you still doing it? And the overwhelming feedback, and I've had this for the businesses, you know, trust me, I don't want anyone to think like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, I've never wanted to quit a business. I've loved all of my businesses. I've wanted to quit every bit. Actually, truth be told, I don't know if I've ever wanted to quit this one, Grow My Cleaning Company. I really love hanging out with you guys. But every other business I've had, including my cleaning business, I've wanted to quit. And I'm just not saying that to make you guys feel good. I would have no problem telling you guys that you drive me nuts and I want to quit half the time. But it's just not the case. I do have bad days where I like my job less than other days, but I've never wanted to quit yet. Maybe if you guys would stop being such amazing people, that would happen. So all that to say, the problem with Jason's stalking me. Good to hear your brother. I got to talk to him twice yesterday, one of our millionaire mastermind geniuses. Smartest bald guy I know, that's for sure. So the reality is, because I always ask when people say, well, I'm just miserable and I'm working 20 hours a day and I can't, you know, it's affecting my health and my relationship with my family and all this stuff. Why is that an issue? And everyone, and I felt this way myself, is I'm 2 years in, I'm 3 years in, I just can't, all this pain and suffering I invested, I can't just walk away. I can't just give up. I can't just let that all be for nothing. And not only the time and money, it's like, well, do I go back and get a job? And then, you know, if you're like me, most of us, when we go to start our own business, all of our hopes and dreams are tied up with that, right? We're not just, it's not just like, oh, I don't like my job, I'm going to start this. It's like, I have these dreams of really creating something big. And when we shut down our business, we're kind of saying, I couldn't do it. I failed. And if we've got kids, we're making that example for them. And it's really just that the death of a dream and giving up on you and your potential. And Frank, and I know it's a tough subject, but this is why we do what we do. This is why we're here. I mean, we love helping smart guys like Jason that are already doing well, do even better. But there's a lot of fulfillment in helping folks like you that are really at the end of your rope and kind of ready to give up, see the light at the end of the tunnel and work through that. So anyway, before we jump into the kind of how we get through all this, Natalie, I know you talk to Cleaning Nation almost as much as I do. What are your thoughts on all this? What have you seen?
God, I think there's a lot of emotional tie, you know, with a lot of other businesses, like people aren't super passionate about construction or HVAC or whatever it is, there's not this emotional tie to it. But cleaning is really a loving and caring service. Like, people do it because they really get a lot of, you know, fulfillment out of it. They're providing this service to people that are cleaning their homes. It's kind of an intimate thing. And so it's really difficult for them to pull themselves out of that and separate the business from the emotional tie to it. And so when business gets hard, it really affects them emotionally. And they have a really difficult time pulling that apart and going, I'm not a bad person. I'm not stupid. I'm not worthless. It's just that I don't have the right systems in place to make this business spin and work together. So we definitely need to be able to separate that. Like, you are not a bad person. You just have bad systems.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a lot about that. And it's so funny how you said it, because so many of the owners of cleaning clubs I talk to, including myself, that's my baby. Right. And we really do feel like if we don't have any kids, that it is our kid. If we've got kids, this is our like third or fourth kid. This is our other child. So you're absolutely right. And that can be good. A lot of times it's good, but when it's bad is when the relationship becomes sour, right? If my kid, you know, God forbid, gets addicted to drugs and steals from me and robs from me and hurts me or Natalie, as much as I love him, I've got to make sure I put boundaries on that relationship. But because he's my kid or my child or my baby, I might be tempted to let him act in a way I would never let anyone else in the world act. And we do the exact same thing with our business, where, you know, if our job required half the things, like, hey, if there's money left over at the end of the week, we'll pay you. If not, sorry, we're going to call you in the middle of dinner with an emergency and we want you to jump into action. Everything that goes wrong, you're going to have to handle. If our job required a tenth of what these businesses do, we would quit immediately. But because it's our baby, we tolerate this bad behavior. So we want to talk about today how to have a business that we actually love. Not only do we not want to quit, but we actually love doing it and get the joy that we thought we could have. And the good news I want to give you guys is it is available. It's not a fool's, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes you hear, you know, online marketing, there's all this like, you know, you can be a, you know, Amazon dropship millionaire and just whatever. And maybe there's guys, I don't know enough of that. Maybe it's real, but I can tell you with the cleaning business, it's real. So when we start quitting, a lot of folks are wanting to quit or fearing quitting or thinking about that. A lot of folks think and say things like, well, maybe there's just not that much money in the cleaning business. I'm, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong spot. Maybe there's just no opportunity here. I want to encourage you. We're in Phoenix, but we have clients all over the country. I think we've helped people in all 50 states. I haven't checked it, but I'm guessing. We'll have to look that up sometime. Canada, New Zealand, the UK, Australia. Our podcasts in over 90 countries. The reason I share all that is everybody says, well, you don't understand my market. And I share, well, we coach in 90 countries and I've had paid clients in 4 or 5 and all 50 states, blah, blah, blah. The reason we share all that isn't to hear that we're great. It's so you guys know, I've probably coached someone in your exact market over the exact same problem that you've got. So there is absolutely money in the cleaning business. It is an amazing business. When I sold my last brick and mortar business of a car dealership, you know, we've done so many things with manufacturing and car dealerships, obviously a cleaning company. I've got a coaching company, construction, all that good stuff. I chose specifically, aside from liking you people, which just worked out great. I chose this business because it's an amazing business. I've owned a ton of businesses. And other than the coaching one, if I had to go into a brick and mortar business, it'd absolutely be the cleaning business. And that was probably the least sexy business I had, which is part of the opportunity, right? No one, I shouldn't say no one, but you know, you start thinking of a construction company or a restaurant, or there's a lot of businesses that are sexy. You can tell your friends like, oh, I own a restaurant or a nightclub, right? I don't know what a sexy business would be, but I know it ain't a cleaning business. I own a janitorial service. Like, it's just not sexy. Even Jason Johnson, who's a sexy, sexy man, he can't even make it sexy. So that is opportunity because a lot of people don't see it. The recurring revenue is huge, 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 huge. So everyone out there, this is all free coaching, but here's a quickie that's awesome. Focus on the recurring revenue, right? That is the beautiful part about the cleaning companies. Every other business I've had, construction and even coaching and certainly the car dealership and all the others, manufacturing, the beginning of the month, you don't know what you're going to do. You're hoping, you're like, hey, I know my burn rate's 50 grand a month or whatever in cost. Hopefully I make 51. Some weeks I don't. Maybe I only make 32. I got to write a check for the privilege of staying in business. Natalie's nodding because you're like, I've written those checks. I don't like those checks. The cleaning business is one of the few where you know at the beginning of the year, I've got, and if you do it right the way we coach you, you get all the cash up front at the beginning of the month. But at the very minimum, you know, if you're doing it right, you've got mostly or all recurring customers. Hey, I've got $36,500 coming in this month. And maybe a couple of people quit and I'll lose a little, or I'll gain some accounts and go up or down a little bit. It's not like someone like regular businesses we have to deal with where it could be 20 grand this month and 50 the next and 16 the other. And some of you out there are going, because I coach you, that's my business. I do move in, move outs, or I'm seasonal. One of the things we're going to work with you, if we work together, one of the first things I'm going to do is try and get you all recurring customers. We don't want this to be seasonal. So it's recurring. It's hard to outsource, right? I can, there's all sorts of stuff I can, Kat says truth. Thank you, sister. Fight the power. There's all sorts of things I can outsource and have Amazon do or bring or ship or whatever. Cleaning ain't one of them. we might have Indian people in our home cleaning, but we ain't gonna outsource it to India, right? Or whatever the case may be. The margins are great. It's semi-recession proof. When you have a business, even when the going gets tight, you're still gonna have your cleaning company. You might negotiate the price a little harder, but you're still gonna have it. On the residential side, if you're working with the right folks that are rich, the recession doesn't hurt them, right? The folks shopping at Walmart, they might fire their cleaner. But if you've got the right customers that are making 200-300 grand a year, when a recession hits, maybe they only make 150 to 200 grand a year, or maybe they make the same amount. They're just, their portfolio goes down. None of that's going to affect their $300 a month cleaning service. So first and foremost, get out of your head. Well, this is just a bad business. Maybe it's the business. That ain't it. It's a great business. We coach people all over the world. I've done lots and lots of businesses. And if I had to start a brick and mortar, it would for sure be a cleaning business. Anything on that before we move on, Natalie?
No, I think you said it really well. It's a fantastic business to be in, and yeah, you can't outsource it and can't deal without it if you have a business. It's not like we're like, well, you know, the economy's down or car sales are down, so we're just going to let our business get filthy. Like, it just doesn't happen. So
then Albert just said, I own, he's got a company. He's so burnt out. That is so common. That's the next thing we're going to talk about. And this will kill you on the burnout. So many people get into the cleaning business, more on the residential side. But a lot of them go, I'm a good cleaner, so I'll be great at owning a cleaning company. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And that's a great way to burn out, is if you're doing the work that yourself. So, and no, I don't think anyone plans on it, but half or more of the people I talk to, probably more, if it's half or probably doing some of the cleaning or all the cleaning, and 70-80% are probably doing some of the cleaning. So we get into the business not to be a cleaner, but to be an owner. But then we look up and we have a cleaning job, not a cleaning business. So we've got to get in our head. We've got to understand and get our minds around cleaning and owning a cleaning business are totally different skill sets, which is great. When a lot of people are like, oh, my, more on the residential side, one of my employees ran and tried to take all my customers. Fine. Just the fact that they're a good cleaner has no bearing. Oftentimes a good cleaner is a bad owner, right? The fact that you're cleaning means no one's running your company. So we've got to get out of that. I'm a good cleaner, so I'll be a good owner. And that's what's going to burn you out, by the way. If you try to say, hey, I'll have this 20, 30, 40 hour a week cleaning job, and I'll try and own a business, that's burnout, 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 burnout. And you didn't get into this to clean, right? And there might be some of you, and you guys generally don't call me, but there might be some of you that say, I love cleaning. That's what I want to do. I just want to get 30 hours a week and do it myself and make a good wage. God bless, there's nothing wrong with that. The reason you're going to get burnt out is if you really didn't get into the business for that and you want to grow something. And if you're cleaning all day, you'll absolutely get burnt out. So we've got to move the beliefs that are going to kill you. Hey, Vanita, there's no money you made in the cleaning business. Bull to the crap. I'm a good owner, so I'll be a good cleaner. Those are the same skill sets. That's a great recipe for failure. If you believe that, you're going to be frustrated when you're really good at cleaning and your business, but you're not really good at business and your business fails. Don't blame yourself. That's not the case. Go ahead, Natalie.
Burnout begets burnout, right? Like, you start getting tired, you start getting physically worn out, and your work starts slipping, or you start forgetting, you know, appointments or whatever. And so you get burnt out, and then the business starts to fail. People start complaining, and then you get even more burnt out because that begets more problems. And it's just kind of like this downward spiral. And you may love cleaning, but you can't keep doing it well into your senior years. People just get physically worn down. It's a tough business. You're on your hands and knees, you're working with chemicals, or you're just scrubbing. Like, you just cannot physically do it until you retire. And when you hit that physical wall, it's going to destroy your business because you can't emotionally keep going when you're just physically burnt out.
For sure. And you're absolutely right. It takes a lot of mental energy and strength to be successful. And if you're letting it sap out of you because you're cleaning, then you don't have anything left over to run the company in your tank, and that's going to kill you. So another belief that kills folks, that makes people want to quit, is everyone else is succeeding and it's so easy for them. Guess what? I talk to them. It ain't. They're working their tail off. Yeah, TJ says that's true in all areas of your life. You're absolutely right, TJ. Everyone else is succeeding. It's so easy. They're doing great. What happens is they see one of two things. One, they're not succeeding, right? None of us put it on our website. We're really struggling. I want to clean. So we look at other people and go, they must be kicking butt and taking names. They're not. I talk to them. The second is they are kicking butt and taking names, but they've gone through quite a bit of brain damage that, you know, they've paid the price. And obviously we're not going to advertise. Yeah, I'm really successful, but it was miserable getting here. So, and again, just like TJ said, in life and in business, comparing yourself to others is really not going to be helpful anyway. So I would focus on, and we're going to talk about really the two things that you're going to need to not fail. I'm going to focus on those things and spend zero time what other people are doing and aren't doing, or I think they're doing, or they've got a bunch of sales, but the grass is greener where you water it. If we spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how this guy's lawn looks so good. I mean, and again, I'm all for modeling and getting systems and processes and finding out how he does and do that. But just looking at it, you know, like I called some guy and got his prices on the slide. That's not helpful because you don't know if he's even making money. Like, you know what he's charging? You know if he's making money. Well, I know he's rich. You don't know. Trust me. I talk to him. A lot of the people look very rich and successful or not rich and successful. So comparing yourself to others is a great way to keep the burnout going and make yourself want to quit. Next, we believe we've got this crazy belief, and I think the world puts it out. You have to work 100 hours a week to be successful. It's always going to be hard. You can't be profitable for the first 2 years. There's all these kind of rules that we've all accepted as business owners that are fabrications. They don't make anything. The reality is, and this is what we're going to talk about for the rest of the time. The mindset and systems that you choose, and again, with mindset, that's huge because so many of us, the bulk of the people I talk to, don't choose their mindset when they have fears or bad thoughts, and they'll spin out of control and spend a bunch of time on that. So we absolutely choose our mindset and we absolutely choose our systems. And a lot of people are like, I don't choose my systems. I just started as a cleaner and I do what I'm doing. That's a choice, right? Not figuring out what the successful people do or investing in creating your own systems or somebody else's systems. That's a choice. And you choose your systems and choose your mindset. A lot of times people just think my mindset and my systems are there. There's nothing I can do about it. That's the first choice we have to make, is I'm in charge of all this stuff. Brandy says, what are the top things that make you a real cleaning company in your opinion? So the reason I'm going to mention that, Brandy, and this is for everybody, is that's exactly what we're talking about, is we choose our mindset. So everyone's got these external things that what if I have a license, or what if I make a bunch of money, or if I'm $1 million company, then what if I have employees, or what if I have an office, or what if I have all that crap? The reality is, and this is the mindset, it's really clear, Brandy and everybody else listening, that we are crystal clear on what we want our life to look like. And then we want to create a business that makes that life for us. So if the business, like, just like I said, there's people out there listening going, I just clean 15, 20 hours a week. I love my customers. I love the extra money. That's great. Is she or he a real business? Sure. I would say that person's more of a real business than someone else cleaning 60 hours a week and miserable, right? So what makes it a real business is it's meeting the goals that you set for yourself. And we got to be clear on that. So don't let, and obviously we're going to follow the laws, right? Like if the state that you operate in requires you to have a license, well, then you should have a license, but that doesn't make you a real business. It just makes you compliant with the law, which you should be. So I'm glad that you asked that. All right. The reality is it is all mindset and systems, and you choose both of those. So if you're just writing stuff down, or you just dropped in, or you want to get the one synopsis of this whole broadcast, systems and mindset. If you have the wrong system, we'll move into that. Like other people, things I don't have, right? They're rich. They have money. They're good looking. They have an education. They have experience. They're in the blah, 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 blah. Here's what they have that you don't have. They follow a system that gets them the results that they want. The systems that they're following are getting them the results that they're getting. And the mindset that they attack their business with is getting them the results. That is all that they have. The good news is you can't choose if you were born black, white, male, female, rich, poor, any of that nonsense, but you can choose immediately, instantly, right now, which systems you're going to follow in your business and your life, and which mindset you're going to choose to adopt. So the good thing is, maybe they do have things you don't have. Guess what? You have things they don't have. They're probably looking at you going, well, she's got more money, but you know, I've got this business background, or I was born with tenacity and you weren't. Like, there's all these things. So yes, they absolutely have things that you don't. You have things that they don't. None of them matter. It is the systems and mindset that you choose to adopt, and how easily you give up, right? If you give up right before you win, even with good systems and mindset, then you're out. All right, I'm trying to go quick because I feel like we've spent a lot of time, but I want to make sure we get Natalie in here because everyone always wants more Natalie. Anything I've said that you want to disagree with, curse at me, add some chunk of wisdom?
Well, I hate to pass up an opportunity to curse at you.
I know you do.
I really do. You son of a bitch. All
Well,
right,
well done,
good.
lady.
But no, actually, I think that really covers it. I mean, it's really understanding what you want. A lot of people just have like a monetary goal out there without really understanding what that monetary goal gives them. And I think we've touched on this a few times before, but if you say I want a $1 million business, well, there's no emotion tied to that, and it's not strong enough for you to use that as an anchor and kind of reverse engineer your business and your goals, because it's just this number that doesn't mean anything. If you say I want to retire at this age, I want to have my house paid off, I want to be making X amount of money per month, I want to be able to take vacations with my kids, and you can actually put yourself in that place and imagine yourself there and start really using that as your force and your driving, strength to kind of make it through and stick to the systems, you won't deviate as easily as the $1 million. If you make this goal that isn't tied to anything that's tangible, your brain is somewhere in your subconscious going to say, yeah, right, that's never going to happen. And so when things get tough, you're just going to deviate from the plan and go, it wasn't going to work anyway. But when you can actually put like physical, tangible, emotional, mental pictures in your mind of what your life is going to look like, you can actually use that as an anchor. So when you want to deviate, or you want to get lazy, or you want to do the cleaning yourself because it's scary to hire people, or it's scary to charge higher prices, you can really use that emotional tie, and your brain goes, I understand what that looks and feels like, and I'm going to work towards that goal.
Great point. We actually were talking something similar to that in our Millionaire Mastermind group yesterday, where so many of us have this false belief of when I'm a $1 million company, I'll be happy. Well, we coach folks that are $1 million companies, and guess what? Are they walking around all day going, I have a $1 million company and I'm happy? No. Are they, does it please them that they've achieved that result? Of course they do. They're proud of it. But guess what? The pride that they have and the excitement is about 2% of their experience. 98% is, well, I need a $2 million company. Right. And they kind of have this unstated belief. Well, when I get a $2 million happy company, I'll be happy. But the guy with the $2 million company, he's walking around focused on a $5 million company, and it goes on and on. So the reality is, I've had good days and bad days, and a bad day at a $100,000 startup feels just as bad as a bad day at a $10 million company. In a good day at a $100,000 startup, we got this big account, or we hired a great person, we took a big step forward, feels just as good, if not better, believe it or not. Actually, I think the wins are a little sweeter earlier on than they do, growing from 1.7 million to 1.95 million in a quarter is great, but it doesn't feel the same as when you're just beginning. So the reality is, the state that you choose is going to have much more of an impact on your day-to-day happiness than anything else. And again, without getting too deep into it, we talked about you don't really want money or a big business. So for all of you with that, I want that $1 million business. That's a lot of the folks I talk to. You don't want a $1 million business. You want the feeling you think that that $1 million business will give you. I have a feeling of financial security. I have a feeling of success. I have a real business, right? Who's going to argue with me? Well, now it could be employees or office or insurance or titles or this, but if I had a $1 million business, then I'd have a real business. So it's all these things that we perceive will feel. Well, the cool thing is we have 100% control of our state. We can choose to feel what we want right now with or without that, right? So Natalie is wise beyond her years, which says a lot because she's still young, unlike me. All right, last thing I want to get, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up because we're already over. The biggest thing I want to end for you guys, and the biggest takeaway I want to give you, is this bullcrap belief that is just going to eat your lunch of, well, I've already failed for 2 years or 3 years, or I struggled and struggled and struggled. That just is. Maybe I'm not meant to be an owner. The reality is, and this is going to terrify some of you and really energize others. And the people that it terrifies should probably get a job. And the people that get energized, you're in the right spot. You are the source of everything you've created, period. So the bad news is, if you're not where you want, there's no, we can point fingers, we can shake our fist, and well, it's this, it's that, I'm rich, I'm tall, I'm short, whatever, or I'm poor, whatever, excuse, excuse, excuse. And you can have your excuses, you can have your results, but you can't have both. That's the bad news. The good news is, because everything that you've done came from you can change 100% of it, right? If it is all those things, well, my market sucks and people don't like, whatever, well, then I guess you're stuck. Shut down your business. There's nothing you can do. But as soon as you realize, I did all of this, I created it, and the results that I don't get, are because I'm using a system that got me these results, and I have a mindset that got me these results. If I would like those results, a different system and a different mindset will work. And if people are getting those results, and like I'm telling you, this is what we do as owners of cleaning companies every day, all day, I promise you there are people getting those results because they're there. If you just adopt the mindset that they have and the systems that they have, you're going to get the results that they have. So for all of you going, great, how do I do that? That's what we do all day, every day, is we help owners of cleaning companies get the result, or actually get clear on what results they really want, and then get them the results. The way we do that is we do a ton of complimentary content like this. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now, maybe Natalie can put it in the chat. There is a completely free complimentary on-demand training of the 5 shifts that you're going to need to make to grow your cleaning company. That is an excellent starting point on, you're like, how do I shift my system? What system should I use? What mindset should I use? We talk about that quite a bit in that presentation. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It is totally complimentary, just like this broadcast is. We serve tens, if not hundreds of thousands of owners of cleaning companies around the world, and we do it by giving as much value as we can to help you. So if you would like to change your results, you need to change your mindset and your systems. If you would like some how-to on how to do that, growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Sign up for the free on-demand training. It's right at the top. Cost you nothing. If that is too far of a stretch, the business may not be for you. If that's too much, it might be time to give up. But if that makes sense, go do that. I'll see you on the webinar. Talk soon, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.